In the studio, Mike Pietzu comes back. He's the Snyder County District Attorney, and he's always helping us get the details ironed out about the Snyder County Night Out. Welcome aboard, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Mark. Great to be here.
I do appreciate that. And the annual event is not tonight. It's August 13th, so it is next week. Not tonight, but next week. So we want to be clear about that. And you brought one of your good colleagues, one of the coordinators, and helps with this. He's a board member of the Snyder County Coalition for Kids, and he's the owner of Burns Taekwondo over in Selous Grove. Nathan Morgan is here. So welcome back, sir.
Thanks. Good morning. Good to see you, Mark.
Oh, I appreciate you coming in. We always like to hear about all of this. All right, Snyder County Coalition for Kids wants to make sure that as many people, organizations, and entities, and individuals who want to go to the Snyder County Night Out can do so. So you don't have it on what is sort of designated as the National Night Out. You have it next week. Tell us.
Yeah,
about
ours
that.
Is next Tuesday. Tonight is the traditional National Night Out night, and I'll put a plug in for our local communities having night out events, including Sunbury and Lewisburg and McClure are all having events tonight, so I encourage people to go out. But the Snyder County Night Out, we've traditionally held it on a different night in order to limit competition with other events and let as many people come in as possible. So we're our next Tuesday from 4 to 7 p.m. at East Snyder Park outside of Selous Grove.
All right, and this is an opportunity for folks to see food, music, games, events. What's the mission statement behind the Night Out?
The mission of National Night Out Movement is to connect communities with their local law enforcement and first responders. We want families, kids, the community to get to know them in a relaxed, fun environment. The best time to get to know our local law enforcement first responders is not in a crisis. We want them to feel comfortable with them in case there is a crisis and they know who to turn to in that type of situation. It helps people meet our officers and EMS and fire police and state troopers and get to know them, learn a little bit about what they do. Maybe some of the kids are looking for a career and interested in law enforcement or criminal justice. And it gives them an opportunity to meet them. What we also do is set the table for local organizations to come, put a table out, give information, and create fun activities for the kids. So it's food fun for all.
All right. Well, that you just alluded to my next question for Nathan. This idea that all of these folks are gathered here, entities and individuals and groups and boards, set the scene. What happens on an annual event at this activity?
Oh, it's a fantastic time. We have just an amazing turnout. I can't believe the number of people that show up. And just a wonderful opportunity not only to support our first responders, but give the kids and their families an opportunity to come to a completely free event. There's no charge for anything we do at Night Out. And just being able to offer this community is just a pleasure every year.
And people, young people in particular, leave with bags of materials and information and what?
Right, yeah. The vendors, it's always amazing that they have the different tables that are set up. They always have an activity for the kids or they offer something. And it's great to see there's always a take home. You know, people really go out of their way to make this a great and fun event for the entire community. And we just... I every year is just flabbergasted how many people show up to this event. It's fantastic.
And why is it so much fun?
Well, I think when you get people in a community actually interacting like that, people just want to have a good time. And kids, you know, kids love, you know, seeing the fire trucks and the police cars and with all the other events that are going on, they just want to have a good time. And for parents not to have to worry about any expense to the event. They just show up, and our fire police help them get them parked and off and running.
And gluing our communities together is important. Elaborate on that, and then we'll...
And that's the thing. With the Coalition for Kids, that's our biggest thing. When Mike brought me on board, his biggest vision to me was, that it stuck with me, was trying to get all these different agencies and everybody that works with kids in our community to talk to each other. As we've seen over the years, when different agencies don't speak to each other, things fall apart. And I was amazed at the number of groups that actually work with kids, and now we have the opportunity to say, okay, we're going to set the table. Anybody that wants to come to the table is welcome. And just open a line of communication, and it's just been fabulous.
this unique camaraderie that develops among a community at this is critically important to you?
Oh, very much. We want to... There's studies. The Coalition for Kids is an evidence-based group, and we spent a lot of time looking at things, data like the Pennsylvania Youth Survey, and learning about how creating what they call pro-social opportunities, which is another way of creating opportunities for people to get together in community and realize that there's glue that's holding us together. Snyder County's had a rough year. Closing of Wood Mode has really challenged us. We create a fund to assist families as one way to show the community that we're here. And that's sort of the message for the kids. Like, there's people in the community who care about you. You might not know it. You might not even know what we're doing. But if we host an event like this and they come out and go, wow, people took the time to come out and organize this and bring games and bring the trucks and to see all these people around them that care about them. We had a great speaker from the Fred Rogers Center at our December conference last year who talked about that, and there's fancy terms for creating the glue that holds communities together, and that's what we're trying to do.
And Seals Grove and Snyder County have a unique cohesive effort. You don't quite see this in every town, where you got so many doers and leaders and parents and others pulling to make sure that that cohesiveness really sticks.
We've been very fortunate, and I want to give a shout out to all of our volunteers and our board members like Nathan. As Nathan mentioned, you know, trying to get all these organizations, it's easy for organizations to stay in their own silo and do their own thing. But when they start reaching out, it's a force multiplier, and all the different agencies, from children and youth to the courts to the fire police to the law enforcement, all these different agencies coming together. The volunteers who put their time into doing this has just been amazing.
Yeah, this Snyder County's unique in this way, or am I misperceiving that?
I think if you're of a certain age, you remember a time years ago when communities were more active and did things together. And I don't think we're necessarily unique, but I think we are trying to maybe return to a time where people, you talked to your neighbors, you did things with your neighbors, and this is an opportunity for people that maybe you met before to see again, or, you know, just to get out and meet your neighbors and make some new friends, make some new contacts. It's a great experience.
Well, and it doesn't happen by itself anymore, I guess. You have to push for it.
You have to push for it, but I will tell you, like Mike mentioned, the volunteers are unbelievable. The people that put these things together just amaze me all the time, and they are just the unsung heroes who make this event happen are unreal. It's really neat to see.
And Mike, is there a connection? If you see a lot of kids at this event, you think to yourself, well, these are a lot of kids that I may not see later in my DA position, you know, as a prosecution. Is it work that directly?
It does. It really does. Selfishly, I'd like less work. I'd like to... My day job is challenging enough. So the more we can do, and that goes back to the evidence-based practices that we focus on. The coalition is focused on making Snyder County a great place for kids to grow up, and that includes evidence-based studies showing that these type of efforts can reduce delinquency rates. They can help at-risk kids support them, strengthen their families, and they're less likely to be in the juvenile justice system. And that benefits everyone.
Snyder County Coalition for Kids is helping to coordinate tonight's Snyder County Night Out. More information at scc4k.org. Nathan Morgan here from Burns Taekwondo, which is trying to teach kids good discipline for, 20 years or so?
Oh, I've been teaching there for 32 years. We've been open since 1980. So.
Oh, my God. Holy smokes. Well, I know it's sort of been a present thing, but that's fabulous. Oh, boy, since 1980. Well, that's great. And, Mike, thank you so much for coming in.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having us, Mark.
Do appreciate that. Mike Piazza, Snyder County District Attorney. Snyder County Night Out is coming up on August 13th, not tonight, but next Tuesday, 4 to 7 p.m. in East Snyder Park in Selinsgrove, SCC, 4K kk.org.